Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Lincoln Contractors Supply and Fabric Rents, the Cat Rental Store, working together to offer you more. By Jones Dairy Farm, family owned and operated since 1889. Meet your breakfast with Jones Dairy Farm, all natural pork sausage or bacon. JonesDairyFarm.com. By DeerFest, America's largest all-deer festival, August 5 through 7 at Washington County Fair Park, DeerFest.com. And by the Greater Wisconsin Outdoor and Sportsman Festival, August 12th through the 14th at Sunnyview Expo Center in Oshkosh, WIOutdoorFest.com. It's time now for the Madison Outdoors Report. It's brought to you by Pappas Trading Post, Southern Wisconsin's largest Matthews and Mission archery dealer, and they're located on Highway 14 just west of Arena and online at PappasTradingPost.com. And joining us from the Trading Post, once again, is J.C. Chamberlain. J.C., thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having us again, Dan.
Well, you bet. Now, you know, Mark LaBarbera and I have been seeing a lot of deer. He's shooting some video for the deer show that we do every year. And he's been showing me some bucks with pretty good antler development. I've been really impressed with what he's seen. Are you seeing that as well?
Yeah, this year is shaping up to be a real banner year. I mean, with the light winter that we had and the spring and that we've had in the growing season, it seems like the deer are going right along with the crops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was just surprised in early July to see almost full antler development already on some bucks. Of course, they're still in velvet, but man, they grow those things fast.
Oh yeah, they put them on, put inches on in a hurry. And like I said, this year it seems to be really, really good. I mean, we've seen from what little bit we've seen coming through the shop and stuff with pictures and some of us being out and around and looking. There's some very, very nice deer out there.
Well, and of course, nice deer is what people are after, and some folks wait until the last minute to get ready for deer season. Some folks practice every day of the year. I think most of us are somewhere in the middle. What should we be doing right now if we haven't started yet?
You know, one of the biggest things is still going to be practice. I mean, practice. And if you haven't gotten the equipment out to check it, you know, now is about as late as it gets to really be able to have a real good turnaround time on it.
Okay.
So get that stuff out, get it checked out. And then, you know, again, just get to shooting and get comfortable with it again would be the biggest things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if folks are in the market for a new bow, you've got a complete selection, don't you? What brands do you carry?
We carry Matthews and Mission, and we have pretty much at least one of everything in stock for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that we do with the crossbows, we do Mission and 10-point,
okay,
as well as the Horton Storm.
Okay.
So we've got quite a selection with crossbows as well.
Uh-huh. And Randy and I, a couple weeks ago, talked about the deal that folks get. You offer more than just here, buy this bow and walk out the door, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. With every bow that's purchased here, we do free setup, sighting in, so tuning with it as well. So we actually typically will spend about an hour, hour and a half with everybody, you know, setting the bow up, sighting it in out to 40 yards,
mm-hmm,
which is what we have in the range here next door,
mm-hmm,
to the shop. And then we also do a free tune every year for as long as you own the bow, and free service work as well, as long as parts are purchased through,
mm-hmm,
us.
Okay. Now, just the setup and what you get when you buy the bow, what is that worth if I were to pay you to do it?
You know, with the setup part of it, it's going to run about $75 to $100. And then the sighting in part, it would be at least the lane time, which would run about $10 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have one of us there helping you, then that's, you know, typically a little bit more. It's probably going to run closer to that $20 to $25.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then an annual tune-up, if I keep the bow 5 years, what do you charge for?
The annual tune-up, you know, you're running about $30 a year.
Wow.
Just in the service, not, you know, parts or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, so right there, it's even makes a big difference.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saving between $200 and $300 if the math in my head is correct. That's a deal. Plus, you guys know what you're doing. It's not like you walk into a store and hope that you got some teenager who's been shooting a while and knows what he's selling you.
Right, absolutely. I mean, all of us here, we pretty much, this is what we do, especially Randy and I. I mean, we're here almost 7 days a week, both of us. So.
Yeah. And you got a complete selection of arrows, I would imagine?
Yeah, we carry several different brands. Gold Tip would be Gold Tip, Carbon Express, Easton. Those would be kind of the three major brands that we do, as well as Victory, actually four in there. Mm-hmm. And anywhere from a micro diameter shaft, you know, all the way up to target shafts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And before we let you go, how about store hours now that summer's winding down, August store hours?
Sure. During the week, we're open 10 to 8. And then Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 4.
All right. And your range is open every time you're open, right?
Anytime we're open, the range is open.
All right. Well, JC, thanks again. And we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. And folks, if you're looking for a bow or need a tune-up or want to do some shooting for practice, check out the Pappas Trading Post there, Southern Wisconsin's largest Matthews and Mission archery dealer on Highway 14, just west of Arena. It's very easy to find those great big telephone poles that are arrows, actually. And you can also find them online at PappasTradingPost.com. Thanks, JC.
No, thanks, Dan.
More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Hi, this is Jeff Kelm with Outdoors Radio. I want to welcome you to Mercer, Wisconsin's destination for four-season outdoor fun. Join me and a whole host of others for the Kanyak Fishing Tournament and Trade Show this Labor Day weekend. This canoe and kayak-only event is a unique twist on your traditional fishing tournaments. For more information or to sign up, visit can-yak.com and find more great things about Mercer at mercercc.com. I'll see you at Kanyak.
Well, Jeff, meet your breakfast with Jones Dairy Farm.
Yeah.
Any eggs from your chickens yet?
Well, it is that time we were watching for them the last couple of weeks, and now we found one on its own in the nesting box late last week.
Yeah.
And just the other day, walked into the coop, because actually our coop door didn't open, our automatic coop door. We went through a battery. I was using an old battery.
Okay.
And I knew it was going to go at some point. So went and opened up the coop door, and underneath the roost were three eggs that I know weren't there the day before.
Mm-hmm.
And so there, we've got 21 birds, 20 of which are hens. So
nice.
We knew that eggs were coming soon once we saw the first one. And since those three under them, we found two others in the nesting box as well. And one was a blue egg, so we know one of the two Americanas is starting to lay as well. The rest of them, we wouldn't be able to tell exactly which one is which at this point. But it's kind of exciting. You know, I always talked about it'll be nice when the birds start paying rent. And I guess that's the way I see it as, you know, we're getting something back from them. And it also means the rooster's days are numbered, because we were going to let him kind of grow out to the point where, you know, we started getting eggs. And I think once we start getting some of the regular full-size eggs, we're gonna put him in a stew pot is pretty much what we're going to do. Because we don't need him around. We just figured we'd let him grow out a little bit so we get a little bit more meat out of him.
Sure. Well, you could, you know, use him as a rooster, do what roosters do, and you can raise your own chicks for another batch.
We could if we had it's not that we don't want to. It's that the amount of work that's going to take is just a little bit too much for our schedule at this moment.
No, I hear you. You got to have brooder space. I've lost track whether it's five or six hens that went broody this year. And boy, I learned about don't count your chickens before they hatch, because I put 8 to 12 eggs under each one, and the best we've done is 7, I think, hatched out. But it's a lot of fun. Well, welcome to the production
end of
raising chickens.
Absolutely.
That's good. Well, gosh, I've been really busy. I was at the Wisconsin Bowhunting Heritage Foundation Museum last week for a segment for Outdoor Wisconsin, and then I played archery golf at the North Fond du Lac Range, which is actually in Mount Morris, and had a great time doing that. And we got parked in by a car with Illinois plates at the Cobblestone Inn in Clintonville, and we met country singer Rachel Turner,
Well, I recognize the name.
Do you?
Yeah,
name, yeah. She's a looker. I'll tell you what. You know, I told Jose, I said, you're just sticking around because you figure some babe parked this car, and I'll be danged if she didn't walk out. And, check her out, RachelTurnerMusic.com. Well, I was at a conference last weekend up in Eagle River, and I fished muskies on the way home on Big Arbor Vitae with Ron Weber, who's another outdoor writer or communicator like you and me, and Dave Allen, president of Dave's Muskie Club, and Ron Rickman, who's the head of the World Muskie Hunt. I'm going to be guiding that event this year and next year, and we didn't catch anything, unfortunately, but I learned a new lake. I'd never fished a Big Arb yet before.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jones Dairy Farm. A family-owned and operated business since 1889, best known for their all-natural breakfast sausage, their pork sausage still made from the original family recipe, and because they don't use preservatives or chemical additives, you'll find their products, their sausage, pork sausage anyway, in the freezer case at major retailers. And we have a giveaway again this week to enter the drawing for a $50 gift package of Jones Meat products. You give us a call at 414-297-7554 or email us at dsoradio@gmail.com. Leave your name and phone number and mention the Jones giveaway.
We still have the Mercer Summer Giveaway going on. That's two nights at the Great Northern Hotel. We've got dinner for two at the Heart of the North, half-day guided with Dale Anderson of Muskies and More Guide Service, Rod and Rail Combo from St. Croix, Mercer Sweatshirt and other memorabilia, free entry into the Kanyak tournament on Labor Day weekend. And all you need to do is go to MercerCC.com and click on the Dan Small contest. Enter your info and you'll be in on the drawing.
Yeah, and I think we're going to talk with Mr. Anderson next week on the show. But coming up right ahead here, Travis T-Bone Turner is going to tell us about the Greater Wisconsin Outdoor and Sportsman Festival that he and I are going to be at. In a couple of weeks, Jim Bobbyash is going to report on the August activities at the Range of Richfield. Chef Big Al is going to share a great recipe in the Jones Dairy Farm Cooking Corner. And also, we'll hear from Captain Dan Welch and learn about what's going on in Lake Michigan fishing scene off Sheboygan. All that and more right after this on Outdoors Radio.
Summer is here, and it's time to fire up the grill for some tasty Miesfeld's brats. They're the best brats you'll ever eat, and Miesfeld's makes 30 varieties of flavored brats like mushroom and Swiss, jalapeno and cheddar, beer butter and onion, apple crout, Reuben, bacon cheeseburger, and cranberry cheddar, just to name a few. And don't forget to pick up some of their famous juicy restaurant steaks and pork tenderettes, too.
Miesfeld's, the great taste of Sheboygan.
The Greater Wisconsin Outdoor and Sportsman Festival, August 12th through the 14th at the Sunnyview Expo Center in Oshkosh.
Bring your bow and your dog.
For details, visit WIOutdoorFest.com.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com. Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Deer Fest is everything deer. August 5th to 7th, Washington County Fair Park, West Bend, Wisconsin. Meet Lee and Tiffany Lukoski, Ava Shockey, Pat Nicole Reed, Raised Hunting, and Red Arrow TV celebrities. Over 250 booths and exhibits, free trophy rack and jet scoring, archery tournaments and courses. Test the all-new bows from Matthews, Hoyt, PSE, Bowtech, 10 Point, and more. Register to win great door prizes from Rage, Muzzy, Bowtech, and other Deer Fest sponsors. Visit DeerFest.com for complete details. And be sure to like Deer Fest on Facebook for special admission offers. Deer Fest, August 5th to 7th, Washington County Fair Park, West Bend, Wisconsin. DeerFest.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm in the studio. Our show is brought to you by a bunch of great sponsors. One is Hupe & Abraham, Wisconsin's largest personal injury law firm with 11 offices in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Iowa. And if you're ever injured in a traffic accident, just give them a call at 800-800-5678 or visit HUPY.com. And also, we're brought to you by the Range of Richfield, the ultimate shooting experience, located on Helson Drive, just north of Cabela's there in Richfield, and on the web at therangewi.com. And joining us once again is my friend, the Range of Richfield president, Jim Bobiash. Jim, thanks for joining us again.
Hi, Dan. It's my pleasure. I always look forward to this time to spend with you talking about what's going on here at the range.
Well, you're always busy there. How was July for you?
Actually, July was fairly quiet. You know, there's a lot of other summer activities
sure.
that this great state has to offer. But despite that, we had some really great days filled with shooting, and we've got a lot of folks out here looking around for concealed carry guns.
Uh-huh. Okay. And are those really selling well then? Is that a new trend that, or a growing trend? Or
it's a growing trend, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, with all the violence that's going around all around the world, people are concerned about their well-being.
Mm-hmm.
So people are coming in and they're talking about concealed carry guns and also about the different classes
mm-hmm.
that we are going to be offering because
mm-hmm.
people want to own a gun, but they want to learn how to use it properly.
Sure.
And that's actually, you know, what's you know, Now, as we're getting into August, we really start to amp up our schedule of activities, and that includes our expanded class schedule, which I'm happy to say now will include a weekday concealed carry class.
Uh-huh.
And this is designed for basically folks who can't make our weekend or evening classes, which is, we see that there's a real need for that, and it's going to continue to grow.
Good, good. What else have you got?
Well, we've got some new ones coming up. We've got the Range of Richfield Basic Pistol Course. We've got meeting the M4 carbine. We've got, of course, our Wisconsin and Utah concealed carry class. Refuse to be a victim, NRA range safety officer, NRA first steps rifle orientation. Our MAG 20, this is a live fire handgun course.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a Department of Justice concealed carry class, Guns 101 and New to Guns. So these classes continue to draw a lot of excitement and are well attended.
Mm-hmm.
And we keep adding more and more dates as we get further into now August and then September.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, either pop in and take a look at what's going on here or check out our schedule on our website, therangewi.com.
Okay. Well, now, are things going to start heating up, so to speak, in September? You've got some leagues starting, right?
We do. Now that summer is winding down, it's time to start thinking about more shooting. So in September, our men's league will start September 1st. Our kids' level 1 class starts September 3rd, and level 2 on October 1st. We're going to resume our date night, which is a Friday night event for couples.
Okay.
And this thing always fills up in a hurry, so stay tuned to our website for details as the date gets closer.
Okay, and then you're going to be at Deer Fest next weekend, right?
Yes, yes. We're looking forward to it again. I think this is our third year,
mm-hmm.
so we're very anxious to get there. And we are going to be handing out some exclusive Deer Fest coupons
mm-hmm.
for discounts here at the range.
Nice. Nice.
Yes. This year we're doing something a little different. We're going to be offering a $10 off any $20 or more purchase, no restrictions.
Wow.
So be sure to stop by our booth, which is number 5008 in the Rage Building, to get your coupon. And in addition to that, sign up to win a free single membership and Range T-shirt.
All right. Nice. Okay. And you've got some other stuff coming up in September, right?
Yes. I finally nailed down our Springfield Armory rep, and he is planning on helping us with a demo day in September.
Mm-hmm.
Our Ruger demo day will be October 8th, and I've already talked to Sig Sauer and Glock, and they're willing to do another demo day for us during the months of November and December.
Great. Now, how does that work on those demo days?
Well, these are really great events, and it gives you the opportunity to try several different guns for as little as $3 for 10 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Our 6 hour day was the last one we had. We went through 2,700 rounds
that's
of ammunition.
Amazing. Yeah, that's
so
amazing.
Folks are coming out and trying the guns, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and last time we talked about Masad Ayoub and the fact that you've got you're now Wisconsin headquarters for that group, right?
Yes, we're delighted that he has chosen us to be his Wisconsin headquarters. Matter of fact, he is going to be here at the range on October 4th.
Okay.
For a meet and greet, and he'll also be doing a book signing.
Uh-huh. Great.
He will also be here the balance of the week with Dave Malio, one of his senior staff instructors, teaching a class at the range. And again, we'll be offering some of these classes that the Mossad has and authorizes over the next few months. So again, this is something really exciting. We're really proud and happy to be a part of this.
Great. And of course, folks can come by anytime you're open to shoot or talk about guns. They don't really have to come only if there's a seminar or a class that they want to take.
No. You know, a lot of people just have questions on what's new, what kind of gun should I buy, what's the trend, what's the hot one. So our folks here just love guns. So come on in. We're happy to just discuss and let you know what's going on in the marketplace and take a look around.
All right. And in addition to your website, you're on Facebook as well.
Absolutely. We've been posting a lot of our different activities on Facebook, and we're getting some really good response.
All right. Well, Jim, thanks for talking with us. And as always, we appreciate your support, and we'll send folks your way. And I'll talk to you again soon. And I'm going to be in the area a few times in August, so I'll try to stop by and say hello.
Please do that. We'd love to see you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jim. That was Jim Babiash. He's the president of the Range of Richfield. And this was brought to you by The Range, which is the ultimate shooting experience, and it's located on Helson Drive, just north of Cabela's, and online at therangewi.com, and also on Facebook. Also brought to you by Hupe and Abraham, Wisconsin's largest personal injury law firm, with offices in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Iowa. If you're ever in need of legal help because of an accident, give them a call at 800-800-5678 or visit HUPY.com. I'm Dan Small, here with Jeff Kell. More Outdoors Radio right after this. If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com. Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Kelm with Outdoors Radio. I want to welcome you to Mercer, Wisconsin's destination for four-season outdoor fun. Join me and a whole host of others for the Kanyak Fishing Tournament and Trade Show this Labor Day weekend. This canoe and kayak-only event is a unique twist on your traditional fishing tournaments. For more information or to sign up, visit can-yak.com and find more great things about Mercer at mercercc.com. I'll see you at Kanyak.
Outdoors Radio is sponsored by the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund, a permanent fund to improve habitat in Wisconsin. If you love Wisconsin's outdoors, when you buy your hunting or fishing license, please consider making a $2 donation or more to the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund. Donations to the fund will provide habitat management for our state-managed conservation lands in state parks and natural areas, as well as wildlife and fishery areas. Give now, enjoy forever. CherishWisconsin.org.
Celebrate the outdoors. Bring your bow and your dog to the Greater Wisconsin Outdoor and Sportsman Festival, August 12th through the 14th at the Sunnyview Expo Center in Oshkosh. See Travis T-Bone Turner shoot 3D archery. Shoot press. Bring the kids to the trout pond and buy all the gear. Get the year's best deal on boats, ATVs, and UTVs. The Greater Wisconsin Outdoor Sportsman Festival, August 12th through the 14th. Discount admission for military with proper ID. For details, visit WIOutdoorFest.com. Sponsored by WFRV TV5 and Woodward Radio Group.
Summer is here, and it's time to fire up the grill for some tasty Meesfeldt's brats. They're the best brats you'll ever eat, and Meesfeldt's makes 30 varieties of flavored brats like mushroom and Swiss, jalapeno and cheddar, beer butter and onion, apple kraut, Reuben, bacon cheeseburger, and cranberry cheddar, just to name a few. And don't forget to pick up some of their famous juicy restaurant steaks and pork tenderettes, too.
Meesfeldt's, the great taste of Sheboygan.
Deer Fest is everything deer. August 5th to 7th, Washington County Fair Park, West Bend, Wisconsin. Meet Lee and Tiffany Lukoski, Ava Shockey, Pat and Nicole Reed, Raised Hunting, and Red Arrow TV celebrities. Over 250 booths and exhibits, free trophy rack and jet score, archery tournaments and courses. Test the all-new bows from Matthews, Hoyt, PSE, Bowtech, 10 Point, and more. Register to win great door prizes from Rage, Muzzy, Bowtech, and other Deer Fest sponsors. Visit DeerFest.com for complete details. And be sure to like Deer Fest on Facebook for special admission offers. Deer Fest, August 5th to 7th, Washington County Fair Park, West Bend, Wisconsin. DeerFest.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Jeff Kelm is in the studio with me, and our show is brought to you by the Greater Wisconsin Outdoor and Sportsman Festival, August 12th through 14th at Sunnyview Expo Center in Oshkosh. WIOutdoorFest.com is their website. And joining us now to talk about a little bit about his history and a little bit about the upcoming expo is none other than Travis T-Bone Turner. He's the co-host of Bone Collector and Realtree Road Trip, and it's a real pleasure to talk to you today, Travis.
Oh, guys, man, thank you so much for having me on.
Well, it's an honor for us because you're one of the best-known folks in the outdoor industry, and I must say one of the most respected, too, and I mean that sincerely. Anybody who talks about you and your involvement in the archery world and the programs that you've been on has nothing but good words to say about you. And I got to say, you're doing a great job, and it must feel good to know that.
Well, I appreciate that, man. Easy on the compliments, because I've only got like a $20 bill in my wallet.
Okay, well, you can buy me a beer when you get up to Oshkosh.
There you go.
Now, what are you going to be doing in Oshkosh?
Well, we're going to be there celebrating at this Outdoor and Sportsman Festival. It's going to be, for lack of a cliche, a redneck pep rally, so to speak. We're just going to be celebrating outdoors, and there'll be all kinds of vendors there, of course. But me specifically, I'll be there Friday and the first part of Saturday. I've got to leave out of there about 12 or 1 on Saturday. But I think we've got a couple of seminars. We call it a Q&A jam session. We'll talk a little bit about the outdoor industry. And then, you know, because we have a TV show, Bone Collector, and Realtree Road Trips, you know, a lot of folks have some questions and stuff, so we'll answer any questions about the shows or archery-related or, you know, what type of toothpaste that Michael Waddell uses. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about that, too.
Mm-hmm. What is, boy, I suppose the questions you get must be all over the map, but is there a, you know, kind of a recurrent theme that people ask you about that you hear again and again?
Oh, yeah, people, you know, like, you know, naturally they ask, what's your biggest buck? And then they also ask, like, what is your favorite state to hunt, favorite time of year to hunt, that type of thing. And, you know, who's the favorite person that you've been fortunate enough to hunt with, and those kind of questions there. Those are pretty frequent. But there's some outlandish ones, too. So you never know when you got a good crowd and maybe a few adult beverages flowing, you never know what you might get.
Yeah. Well, we'll throw a couple at you here. Where'd you get the nickname T-Bone?
The name T-Bone came from years and years ago when we Realtree had asked me, I was doing all their bow work and stuff, and they had asked me to actually play a character with Jeff Foxworthy on the original Monster Bucks series. This is like number Monster Bucks 9 or 10 back in 1999. Mm-hmm. I'd never had been called T-Bone ever, and we were starting to film about 5 minutes before we began to film. Foxworthy was playing a character named Willie, and he had the fake Bubba teeth on and the pants stuffed in the boots, and, you know, he looked like a short enough redneck hick type of fella. And they said, you know, we got to come up with a different name. I was in costume too, and I had the same attire. And they said, we can't call you Travis. We need a more hick name. And I just threw it out there. I said, well, what about T-Bone? I said, it's short, it's easy to remember, and
yeah,
it sounds kind of hickish. What do you think about that? And they said, yep, T-Bone it is. And, you know, when we did the filming of the video then, we thought this was a one-and-done type thing, that, you know, it'd be one funny skit on the DVD, or back then it was VHS series, and we'd move on, and I'd continue my life. But it kind of, everybody liked it. They liked the comedy associated with the hunting videos with Realtree, and mm-hmm, and it just kind of snowballed from there, and the monster was created back then.
Yeah, you got to be careful what you wish for, as they say. So T-Bone,
right.
T-Bone once, T-Bone forever. So, well, another thing I learned about you is that you restore an old Mercedes or rebuild them, or do you have expertise in car restorations?
Yeah, that's where in high school I started working for a Mercedes Benz restoration and a service center for all the Mercedes dealers in the Atlanta area. So we would restore old Mercedes, actually just convertible Mercedes is all we worked on, anything from the early 50s all the way to current.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we would do all the service repair work for the Mercedes Benz on the interior, whether it be seats and upholstery, convertible top, headliners, anything like that. So I did that for about 8 years. I started in high school, and then once I got out of high school, I kind of graduated over to doing something in the outdoor industry.
Mm-hmm. And you were, you're no slouch as an archer, as anybody who's watched you shoot knows. You were state champion four times in Georgia and world champion in 91. Was that 3D in all those cases?
Yes, I've shot competitively in all the, you know, in field, indoor, and target. And then, but 3D was my forte, I guess you could say. That's the one I love the most. And I was fortunate enough to win the world championships in that, too.
Mm-hmm. And is that how you got into TV then? Or was it the association with Jeff Foxworthy that got you?
Well, actually, it's kind of with Realtree. To be honest, I left working Mercedes-Benz. I said, while I'm young and didn't have any responsibilities as far as a family or a mortgage or anything, I was still living at home. I was in my early 20s. I said, I'm going to try to do something in the outdoor industry because, you know, I enjoyed it. It was a job working on Mercedes, but it wasn't a passion. And,
yeah,
you know, my uncles and my dad, and they had always told me to follow a passion. You know, if you're passionate about your work, you'll never work a day in your life. And and that holds true. And I thought, well, while there's not much on the line, I'm going to try to do that. So that's exactly what I did. I started working at a retail store because I'd been competing professionally for 3 or 4 years, and I kind of had a good working knowledge of archery equipment. So I began working at an archery shop, learned the retail side of things, opened up a store south of Atlanta, which is closer to Columbus, the headquarters of Realtree.
Mm-hmm.
Met the guys at Realtree, began doing all their work because I was, you know, I had told them, you know, or mention them, say, hey, you know, use me for my services by all means. I want anybody that y'all introduce to the wonderful world of bow hunting and hunting, I want them to have a good experience, you know, getting into it. Because so many times you see people that get fitted wrong for their bow,
mm-hmm,
or they have a bad experience hitting their arm or something like that. And
mm-hmm,
and I'm not saying that there's not a lot of qualified people out there, but being as I was right in their back door, I wanted them to use my expertise, if you will, to make sure that all these celebrities and them and the people at Realtree had a good experience and got started off in the right foot. And so I began a good relationship with them. We became really good friends with the people at Realtree, Bill Jordan, David Blanton, and Michael Waddell. And then after 4 or 5 years of doing that, they asked me, because of my tournament background, to set up the courses for them that they used for filming the Monster Bucks. And
uh-huh,
then they asked me to be the character with Jeff Foxworthy, and then that just kind of snowballed, and they wanted to show more depth of me, you know, that rather than just being the goofy character T-Bone, they wanted to show that, you know, this guy knows his way around a bow and arrow, and
yeah,
they let me hunt as myself. And then I began co-hosting Realtree Road Trips, and then we started the Bone Collector Project in 2008, and that brings us up to today.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
And it's a great career, and one that you're still on the rise. You're still young. I see you doing this for many more years. And like you say, if you enjoy what you're doing, you never work a day in your life. So
That's exactly right. And I'll tell the youth that all the time. I mean, there's a lot of great jobs in this outdoor industry, and there's nothing worse than it's very noble to have a good career, whether you're a bricklayer or whatever, but no matter what your career is, be passionate about it, because there's nothing worse than having to drag your tail out of bed and go to a job that you don't like.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, now, our archery season here in Wisconsin starts 17th of September. What advice do you have for bow hunters? What should we be doing right now?
Well, I'm kind of a fan of practicing all year long, but I know so many other things get in the way. But certainly right now that we're at the end of July, you need to be getting those bows out. You need to be checking them because they've been sitting in cases or up underneath beds or in closets or what have you, and making sure the strings are in good working order. Make sure that you get you a wish list together, broadheads, arrows, strings replaced, because those archery pro shots, they're going to be pretty packed, come close to opening day. And get everything tuned up right now, and that gives you a good month and a half to practice. You know, you don't have to devote 2 hours every evening to go out there and shoot 60 arrows, but I tell folks you could take and just shoot 5 arrows. And I used to do this a lot. Is I'd have a target in the yard, shoot 5 arrows before I went to work. You know, if you can leave for work before, after daylight.
Yep.
Leave them in the target. When you get home, pull them out, shoot 5 more arrows. But pour your heart and soul into those 10 arrows that you're shooting each day.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take hardly no time, because you're not going to get 60 warm-up shots when that buck steps out there. You're going to have to shoot cold and just make perfect shots. Just really pour your heart into them, and then make sure your equipment's ready. And old Sad Daddy steps out September 17th, and you're ahead of the game.
Yep, that's great advice, Travis. Well, we're going to let you go here in just a second, but folks, Travis will be at the festival. It's in Oshkosh at the Sunnyview Expo Center. He will be there Friday all throughout the show, and then Saturday morning, and you can see him there, and there's a lot more to do too for 3 days. Excuse me. There's a trout pond for the kids. There's a chance to shoot your bow yourself, so bring your bow. And there's actually an archery tournament with a $1,500 cash prize for serious archers. If you've got a dog, bring your dog and compete for fun and practice in the Wisconsin Retriever Challenge. There's seminars by folks. I'll be doing a couple fishing seminars, and Jeff Engel has got a turkey hunting seminar. There's a trap range. There's just a lot going on, plus all the exhibitors and other things that you'd expect to see at an outdoor festival. So, Travis, I look forward to seeing you there, and I'm sure the folks listening do as well. You have a website. It's tboneoutdoors.com. Is that right?
That's right, and you can also see our goings-on at Realtree.com and BoneCollector.com.
All right. Well, thanks so much for talking with us, and we'll see you real soon.
Thank you guys for having me on, and we'll see all you guys out there August the 12th and 13th and 14th in Sunnyview Expo Center in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Y'all come on out now.
All right. Thanks a lot, Travis.
Thank you.
This was brought to you by the Greater Wisconsin Outdoor and Sportsman Festival. We've been talking about it, as Travis mentioned. It is at Sunnyview Expo Center, 12th and 14th of August. WIOutdoorFest.com is their website. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio straight ahead.
Celebrate the outdoors. Bring your bow and your dog to the Greater Wisconsin Outdoor and Sportsman Festival, August 12th through the 14th at the Sunnyview Expo Center in Oshkosh. See Travis T-Bone Turner. Shoot 3D archery. Shoot trap. Bring the kids to the trout pond and buy all the gear. Get the year's best deal on boats, ATVs, and UTVs. The Greater Wisconsin Outdoor Sportsman Festival, August 12th through the 14th. Discount admission for military with proper ID. For details, visit WIOutdoorFest.com. Sponsored by WFRV TV5 and Woodward Radio Group.
Hi, this is Jeff Kelm with Outdoors Radio. I want to welcome you to Mercer, Wisconsin's destination for four-season outdoor fun. Join me and a whole host of others for the Kanyak Fishing Tournament and Trade Show this Labor Day weekend. This canoe and kayak-only event is a unique twist on your traditional fishing tournaments. For more information or to sign up, visit can-yak.com and find more great things about Mercer at mercercc.com. I'll see you at Kanyak.
Outdoors Radio is sponsored by the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund, a permanent fund to improve habitat in Wisconsin. If you love Wisconsin's outdoors, when you buy your hunting or fishing license, please consider making a $2 donation or more to the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund. Donations to the fund will provide habitat management for our state-managed conservation lands in state parks and natural areas, as well as wildlife and fishery areas. Give now. Enjoy forever. CherishWisconsin.org. If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com. Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Deerfest is everything deer. August 5th to 7th, Washington County Fair Park, West Bend, Wisconsin. Meet Lee and Tiffany Lukoski, Ava Shockey, Pat and Nicole Reed, Raised Hunting, and Red Arrow TV celebrities. Over 250 booths and exhibits, free trophy rack and jet scoring, archery tournaments and courses. Test the all-new bows from Matthews, Hoyt, PSE, Bowtech, 10 Point, and more. Register to win great door prizes from Rage, Muzzy, Bowtech, and other Deerfest sponsors. Visit Deerfest.com for complete details. And be sure to like Deerfest on Facebook for special admission offers. Deerfest, August 5th to 7th, Washington County Fair Park, West Bend, Wisconsin. DeerFest.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Jeff Kelm is with me in the studio, and it's time now for the Sheboygan Area Lake Michigan Report, brought to you, as always, by Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters of Sheboygan, on the web at dumperdan.com, and this week by Pier 17, Sheboygan's fine riverfront restaurant, at pier17sheboygan.com. And joining us, as always, is Captain Dumper Dan Welch, owner of Dumper Dan's six-boat fleet store and condos there on the river in Sheboygan. Dan, thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, gentlemen. How's it going?
Oh, it's going well. Now, how's the fishing been? Has it still been good, even though we had a few storms and some hot weather there?
Yeah, weather's been hot. Fishing's been hot. We've been dodging a few thunderstorms here and there, but as you know, thunderstorms are, you know, kind of predictable when they come through. We watched the radar back at my store, and then I let my captains know when to kind of pull the pin and come on in. So that's kind of what we do, and come back in, wait it out a little bit, and then go back out. So thunderstorms move through quickly, and weather's been fantastic. It's been warm. Lake's been calm. We've had a little bit of fog, Dan, but the reason we have fog is the cold Lake Michigan water, and fog is a good thing because we catch a lot of fish in the fog, believe it or not.
Sure. Now, I've done some trips with you in the fog, and, you know, that foghorn every 30 seconds or every minute or so?
Yep.
And
right.
It just amazes me. Of course, you guys all have radar, and the boats manage to work around each other pretty carefully. Like you say, when the fog is there, it's like an overcast early morning time, and the salmon just stay near the surface, don't they?
Oh, exactly, and you know, with the cold water, we're catching them near shore too. So I mean, you know, you get a hot, sunny, bright day. I mean, that midday bite can be pretty darn tough, you know. But now with this fog, I mean, we've had fog for quite some time now, and my boats are all equipped, like you said, with radar and with automatic foghorns, and fishing's been fantastic. And I mean, even middle of the day, we're catching some nice 4-year-old kings in that foggy kind of overcast conditions, so that certainly helped us. And most of the days it's been calm, which really helps. We've had light winds pretty much out of the west and the south for quite some time now, so that's kept the water cool, kept the fog in a little bit, and kept the fishing very good.
Is it all salmon, or are you getting a few trout?
Mostly salmon, king salmon, some big ones too, some nice fish here out of the Port of Sheboygan in the 20-pound range, quite a few in the teens. We're still getting some coho mixed with that too, which is a good sign here for July, and we're catching some good eating size, you know, 5 to 10-pound coho with them bigger kings. Now, as you know too, Dan, we've witnessed that many times when you fish closer to shore in that 20 to 40, 50-foot range, you stand a chance at, you know, really catching a nice big brown trout. We've been catching some nice browns mixed in with these salmon. That's about the the only trout we've been catching lately, but the browns, as you know, are, you know, you catch one 15, 20 pounds, that's a wall hanger in anybody's book.
Yeah, absolutely. And what are you catching them on?
Spoons have been very good. Magnum Moonshine spoons, Magnum Pro Kings, Magnum Stinger spoons, or Stingrays, kind of the medium to larger style spoons have been fantastic. Also, J-plugs have been working kind of on and off. Once in a while, we'll get them on plugs. Sometimes we won't, but it's always worth trying the good old-fashioned silver hoard or J-plug in the number three or number four style. And fly divers and dipsies are working well. One and three color of lead core off the planer boards working well. And then downrigger suspended. And as you know, I mean, we're fishing, you know, 20 to 40 feet down, so not real deep in that water water depth. So, you know, you want to keep stuff suspended down about 20 to 40 foot, and them setups will get you right where the fish are. A lot of bait fish. We're marking lots of big pods of bait fish, and we're finding different size alewife too. Some smaller class 3 to 4 inches, and then we're getting some bigger 5 to 6, 7 inch alewife in the bellies of these salmon too. So that's why they're in there. They're feeding. The water's cold, and fishing off the Port of Sheboygan remains very good.
Yeah, great, great. Have you got any open dates in August?
August we do. July we're sold out. August we do, and September we do. So a lot of people are jumping on August, late August, and all of September. I mean, this fall salmon run, I'm really looking forward to it because, I mean, with the size of the fish we have this year and the bait, I think this fall is going to be just unbelievable. And I would definitely get your dates in for maybe mid to late August into early mid-September because I think the spawning run's going to come early this year, and I think it'll be very good. So definitely give me a call, 920-377-1147, otherwise dumperdan.com on the web, Facebook page, Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters Facebook page. We're posting on there 7 days a week, so you can definitely stay informed and what we're doing, and check out all our videos and pictures as well.
All right, sounds good. And Pier 17, always a great place for lunch and dinner there. I haven't been there lately, but I try to make it each time I'm in Sheboygan when I have a chance.
Yep, they got awesome food, and our boats go right by there 7 days a week, so we can point the restaurant out to you. And I do have gift cards from John over at Pier 17, so I can save you a few dollars on lunch or supper and send you over that way. It's real easy to find, and you can see it from my place, and a good place for lunch or dinner. They serve till like 10 p.m. every night.
All right. Well, Dan, we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Thanks a lot.
You got it. Thanks, Dan. Have a great day.
You bet. The Sheboygan Area Lake Michigan Report brought to you by Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters of Sheboygan and Pier 17, the restaurant Pier17Sheboygan.com. Don't forget, this is Lakeshore weekend all weekend, too, right there on South Pier Drive. Well, folks, it's time now for the Cooking Corner, as always, brought to you by Jones Dairy Farm, family-owned and operated since 1889. Meet your breakfast with Jones Dairy Farm, all-natural pork, sausage, or bacon, available at all major food retailers in Wisconsin and many in neighboring states. And you can learn more at jonesdairyfarm.com. And joining us once again to talk about a wonderful breakfast recipe is my good friend Big Al, the owner and chef at the Exclusive Hunting Club near Edgerton, Wisconsin. His website is exclusivehuntingclub.net. And Al, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again.
Well, how are you doing, Dan? Everything's good, huh?
Everything's good, yes, sir. And finally, we've got another breakfast recipe, and what a great combination. Steak and eggs and Jones Dairy Farm sausage. What could be better, huh?
Absolutely, my friend. Steak and eggs is one of my favorites.
Yes.
You know, in this recipe, too, you know, we add a little bit of extra. We kick it up a notch, you know, versus the regular just traditional steak and eggs.
Yep. And what do we do with that sausage?
Well, what we're going to do on this particular recipe, Dan, we want to add some fresh asparagus. And then we want to put in some homemade hollandaise sauce, which, of course, adds a nice kick to the recipe.
Okay. Is that tricky to make?
No, it's not bad. It's pretty simple. There's a couple different ways. Well, why don't we go through how to make it? All you need is a bowl, and you want to separate the egg yolks, okay? You want to mix them up good. You add some lemon juice, you know, until it's thickened, almost double the volume of what you got in it currently. and then you want to place the ball over steaming water. And the reason you do that, Dan, so that it doesn't coagulate too fast. You want everything to blend and mix together to where if you just throw it on heat, it would turn into fried eggs.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay.
So that's why we do it over a bowl of steaming water.
Okay.
Then you want to slowly mix in the butter, and you don't want to get it too hot where it actually starts to cook.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you want to mix it in a blender with your cayenne pepper, and then it's ready to go.
Okay.
Put it right over the top of your steak and eggs.
Okay, and what do we do to prepare the steak and eggs?
What you want to do is get your grill hot, and you want to cook it, you know. You want to, salt, pepper is always good. You want to cook your steak for about 2 minutes on each side till it's medium rare.
Uh-huh.
And then you let it, you know, sit for a little bit, and then you're ready to go. Then you cook up some onions and green pepper, and you'll take the Jones of sausage and the vegetables, and you cook it all together until it's all soft. Along with your asparagus, and then you lay it out across there's several ways you can do it. You can lay your steak down first or your asparagus down first, and then put your other ingredients on top, and then fill it, you know, finish it off with the hollandaise sauce.
Mm-hmm. You can get
not only does it look really good, but it's excellent. It tastes just outstanding.
Yeah, you can make it kind of artful, or you can, I think most guys would just throw it all together in a bowl and eat it, wouldn't they?
Most of the guys here would. That's
well, that's what I mean.
All the looks good, they're going to eat it.
Yeah. Now, what sausage do you prefer for this one? Jones Dairy Farm has a number of different sausages. What do you like for this?
I use their mild Lynx, their Lynx sausage. Chop it up. It works really well for this recipe.
Yeah.
And it's outstanding. You know, and even if you don't want to go to great lengths making homemade hollandaise sauce, you know, there's simpler versions of hollandaise sauce that you can buy in the store. It's like a powder mix, Dan.
Sure.
They work really good.
Sure, okay.
You know, there's a lot of different ones. McCormick makes a great one. And, you know, if you don't have the time to go from scratch, start from the very beginning.
Yeah, all right. And for steak, do you like a ribeye or a strip or what?
Yeah, you can use New York strips. You can use ribeyes. You know, stuff like that. You want the boneless type steak, so you can, you know, you want to cut like fillets or kind of like a fillet, the layout.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So
yep.
They're like, not thin slices, but maybe a quarter inch, half inch thick.
Sure.
So you slice them medium rare and you lay it over your ingredient.
All right. I'll tell you what, Al, you get that ready and I'll be over for breakfast. How's that?
There you go, my friend. I'll fire it up tonight. Well, maybe we even have for dinner. It would make a great dinner.
It would make a great dinner. Yes, it would. Well, listen, we've got a giveaway again this week. $50 worth of Jones Dairy Farm breakfast meats delivered right to your door. To enter, give us a call at 414-297-7554 or email us at dsoradio@gmail.com. Leave your name and number and mention the Jones Dairy Farm giveaway. That's 414-297-7554 or dsoradio@gmail.com. Well, Al, thanks again. It's always a pleasure and another great recipe.
Well, Dan, thank you, and I look forward to seeing you again, my friend.
All right. Big Al, owner and chef at the Exclusive Hunting Club in Edgerton, Wisconsin. His website is exclusivehuntingclub.net, and this was the Cooking Corner brought to you by Jones Dairy Farm. Family-owned and operated since 1889. Meet your breakfast with Jones Dairy Farm, all-natural pork, sausage, or bacon from major food retailers in Wisconsin and other states. And learn more at jonesdairyfarm.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio straight ahead.
Summer is here, and it's time to fire up the grill for some tasty Meesfeldt's brats. They're the best brats you'll ever eat, and Meesfeldt's makes 30 varieties of flavored brats like mushroom and Swiss, jalapeno and cheddar, beer butter and onion, apple kraut, Reuben, bacon cheeseburger, and cranberry cheddar, just to name a few. And don't forget to pick up some of their famous juicy restaurant steaks and pork tenderettes, too.
Meesfeldt's, the great taste of Sheboygan.
The Greater Wisconsin Outdoor and Sportsman Festival, August 12th through the 14th at the Sunnyview Expo Center in Oshkosh. Bring your bow and your dog. For details, visit WIOutdoorFest.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Kelm with Outdoors Radio.
I want to welcome you to Mercer, Wisconsin's destination for four-season outdoor fun. Join me and a whole host of others for the Kanyak Fishing Tournament and Trade Show this Labor Day weekend. This canoe and kayak-only event is a unique twist on your traditional fishing tournaments. For more information or to sign up, visit can-yak.com and find more great things about Mercer at mercercc.com. I'll see you at Kanyak.
Outdoors Radio is sponsored by the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund, a permanent fund to improve habitat in Wisconsin. If you love Wisconsin's outdoors, when you buy your hunting or fishing license, please consider making a $2 donation or more to the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund. Donations to the fund will provide habitat management for our state-managed conservation lands in state parks and natural areas, as well as wildlife and fishery areas. Give now, enjoy forever. CherishWisconsin.org.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge, and members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks again for joining us this week on Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm in the studio with Dan. We are brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com, by Lincoln Contractor Supply and Fabric Rents, the Cat Rental Store, working together to offer you more, by Jones Dairy Farm, family-owned and operated, making all-natural pork breakfast sausage since 1889. Meet your breakfast with Jones Dairy Farm products. And for a retailer near you, visit jonesdairyfarm.com. By Deerfest, America's largest all-deer festival, August 5th through the 7th at Washington County Fair Park at deerfest.com. And by the Greater Wisconsin Outdoor Festival, August 12th through the 14th at Sunnyview Expo Center in Oshkosh, wioutdoorfest.com.
And I'll be at both the Deerfest and the Greater Wisconsin Outdoor Festival, so be sure to catch those shows. They're great shows. And speaking of great shows, you can listen to our show and a lot of other great outdoor radio shows on the Reno Viola Outdoors Radio Network. It's a Canadian network. Just go to WRVORadio.com and you can download an app to listen to our show and all those great Canadian shows that you wouldn't be able to hear any other way.
All right, so if you want to hear us all the time, you can go to lake-link.com/DSO radio. You can listen to this show or past shows. You can also find Dan on Facebook. Just look up Dan Small Outdoors. Or you can find me. Just look Jeff Kelm. There's a few of us out there, but look for the guy probably holding a fish or fishing pole or running. You'll figure it out.
Get our Jeff Kelm. So, Jones Dairy Farm, we've been talking about them throughout the show, and we forgot to announce, no, we did that, never mind. We have a drawing for this week, and to enter the drawing, give us a call at 414-297-7554, or email us at dsoradio@gmail.com. Leave your name and number and mention the Jones Dairy Farm giveaway. That's 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com.
You can enter the Mercer Summer Giveaway. We got, of course, the two-night stay at the Great Northern, dinner for two, half-day guided with Dale Anderson of Muskies and More, guide service. We'll get you a St. Croix rod and reel combo, Mercer hat, shirt, T-shirt, memorabilia of all kinds, free entry into the Kanyak tournament, all that by going to mercercc.com, clicking on the Dan Small contest, and put your info in there and get in on the drawing.
Hey, have you ever read any Gordon McQuarrie stories, stories of the old duck hunter?
No.
Well, folks of my generation are probably familiar with Gordon McQuarrie, and if you're a Gordon McQuarrie fan or a duck hunter, there's a fantastic event coming up September 9th through the 11th on Middle Eau Claire Lake in Bayfield County. That was Gordon McQuarrie's home lake, and he has a cabin, had a cabin there. It's a pilgrimage, and it's limited to 14 participants. It includes a tour of the cabin, a pontoon pontoon tour of his hunting spots and a lot more. So check out downtoearthtours.com for details. downtoearthtours.com. Well, our music is by Warren Nelson, and I'm Dan Small with Jeff Kelm. I'll see you next weekend at Deerfest in West Bend. Join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.